أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير من الناس وكثير حق عليه العذاب ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم إن الله يفعل ما يشاء. Before we continue, this is an ayah of sajda. We should make our sajda tilawat. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do you not see that certainly whoever is in the skies and in the earth makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the different groups of people. Those who have brought iman, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat. The balance of the people, the Yahud, the Sabi'een, the Nasara, the Majus, and the Mushrikeen, they disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan has been created as the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan has been given the faculty of intelligence, yet insan denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you look at the reality of it, that the different makhluk and the different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not dispute with regards to their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the different creations of Allah that submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالشَّمْسِ, the sun also makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْقَمَرْ, the moon also makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والنجوم, the stars also make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والجبال, even the mountains make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والشجر, even the trees make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والدواب, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says even the moving creatures, the animals also make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, and with regards to man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says many of mankind. In other words, with regards to the other makhluk and the other creation, one is their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so far as their reason for creation. Whatever Allah created them for, they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so far as that is concerned. قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the earth and the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they even said that they are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to insan, then all of insan and all of mankind does not make sajda to Allah. Just a grouping amongst them make the sajda to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ, that there are many of mankind that the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become rightful upon them, in that because they have refused to accept the oneness of Allah, they refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ, and whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had disgraced, there is no one that will honor them, there is no person that can honor them. When Allah forbid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and Allah disgraces a person, then the whole world can come together and the whole world cannot reinstate the honor and dignity of that individual. And we saw it in the passage of history, in the passage of time, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given, just for example, Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, Allah had given them everything of this world. Status was also included in that. But when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala disgraced them, and there was no one that could come, and the whole of mankind could not come together and reinstate that honor and status. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two disputants, that these two disputants dispute with regards to their Rabb, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two groups of people arguing with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in a hadith that at the time of the battle of Badr, the battle had started in single combat. From the side of the Sahaba, from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had emerged. From the side of the Kuffar, Utbah, Walid and Shaybah had emerged. As a matter of fact, they called out this challenge, that who is there to challenge us? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu opposed his opponent. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went forth. Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu had defeated their opponents. Hazrat Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was injured, and then he fell at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had become shaheed right at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in the hadith it comes that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to these two groups of people, Adani Khasmani Khtasamu, that these two groups had fought against each other, they had disputed with regards to the truth and the falsehood, fi rabbihim, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going also in the sequence and the order of the ayat, the previous ayah, the ayah before the ayah we discussed today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the two groupings, those who had brought iman and the rest of mankind, and they are also two groups that dispute, and they are the two groups that argue with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one and only, and the other group says that there are many gods, and they deny the existence of Allah, or they equate others as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the punishment of those who had disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ. Clothing from the fire would be cut out for them. Like how we wear the clothing of cloth, they will be made to wear the clothing of fire. يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that boiling hot water will be poured over their heads. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains what that water would do when it is poured. يُسْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ. When it comes down, it will melt whatever is in the belly, and it will also melt the skin. In other words, that water will be so intensely hot, that as that water is being poured down, then whatever is in the stomach, the intestines, the passage and everything else will begin to melt, and even the skin of that individual will melt. كُلَّمَا نَضِدَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains that when one skin is burnt off, it will be replaced with another skin. That skin will be burnt off, and then another skin will be replaced. And then Allah says, وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them will be iron rods, rods made of iron or hammers, with which their heads will be hit. Hazrat Mu'ashabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi explains that the reality of this could be that first these rods or these hammers made of steel will hit their heads will open up, and from their heads Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause this boiling water to come down, and then it will melt whatever the water goes over, be it the inside, the intestines of a person, be it the inner portion of the person, or be it the skin of the person. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. Whenever they desire to come out from the fire of Jahannam, مِنْ غَمٍ, because of their grief, they will not be able to tolerate this kind of adab and punishment. وَعِيدُوا فِيهَا. They will be made to return into it. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And it will be said to them that taste the burning fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.